Thank you, Chairman. Allow me to congratulate you on the way in which you have steered our work of the GGE. I also thank the panelists for the presentation they've made. My delegation is closely studying the working documents that have been submitted and also interested to hear the proposal that's been made by Chile. I'd like to say something about what has been discussed so far by the panelists. Science and technology is progressing exponentially, and that makes it impossible to predict the future. Similarly, we see how technological innovation is running ahead of control mechanisms. The appearance of an armed system without human intervention is a futuristic idea, but it seems to be becoming reality. Proof of this is that many of the states parties to the CCW have developed armed systems with increasing levels of autonomy. States are now able to manufacture, and they've indicated that they don't intend to use them in armed conflicts or other situations. However, experience has shown that when someone has a technology that gives them a clear advantage on an adversary, all too often initial intentions are forgotten. Technological development for war, including laws, need to comply with international law standards and respect the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precautionary attacks. This needs a high level of human discernment. Also, they need to be acceptable under the principles of humanity and the dictates of the public conscience, as per the Martins Clause. In that regard, we'd stress that lethal autonomous weapons are contrary to international humanitarian law and IHRL, and therefore they need to be prohibited before they are even made. This prohibition cannot be seen as an obstacle for the development of robotic technology or AI. On the contrary, it would be a timely response on the part of the international community, given the ethical, legal, and technical concerns that are posed by lethal autonomous weapons. For Panama, it's unacceptable that mere machines can take decisions on life and death of people. Laws do not have, as we've said, the necessary human judgment, and their humanitarian risks and security risks would outstrip any possible military benefit. These new technologies could lower the threshold required for a state to go to war or employ other forms of lethal force. Armed conflict would no longer be the last resort. It would undermine the system of international security. It's only a matter of time, therefore, for such progress to give rise to another arms race. Those who are in favor of their development argue that these systems could reduce the dangers linked to deploying soldiers in the battlefield. However, this would mean that with such weapons, states could participate more easily in armed conflict, which in turn could favor the proliferation of this, of armed conflict, that is, and therefore increase dangers for the civilian population. One of the greatest challenges has to do with how we determine legal responsibility. One could attribute responsibility to the programmer, manufacturing, or the person activating the weapon. This could give rise to an accountability gap. This scenario is not particularly encouraging, given the possibility that crimes, war crimes, could be committed with these arms. Although it's clear that the discussion on autonomous weapons is a question related to disarmament, we cannot ignore the fact that it has repercussions on human rights, particularly what is commonly known as the hardcore of human rights, which cannot be waived in wartime, including the right to life. To conclude, it's vital that we have a working definition that will operate as a starting point in the discussions of this forum. My delegation will take our thinking further on this question tomorrow during our exchange on the future path to follow. Many thanks.